Welcome to the Pastor and Intern Podcast. My name is Eric. I'm the pastor on the podcast. I'm here with Will, the intern. Will, how are we doing?
I was doing great. It just sort of went downhill from there.
This is great. It
sounds like I'm having deja vu.
You know, but now the normal listener of the podcast now feels like they're on equal leveling with you. That you're doing great all the time.
Yeah.
They're like, you know what? Now I can relate to that Wilson Emery guy.
So we may or may not have just spent the past 30 minutes already recording this episode that you're hearing now. And then, you know, technology sometimes just fails us, and we get done with the podcast and realize that it didn't work how it was supposed to. So
yeah, I listened to it, and it didn't...
it didn't. So we are back again. This is the remix of the One a Second...
Oh, no.
They're probably just getting it worse. Oh. It was okay a second ago, and it's going to get worse. So what we normally do is we normally do, like, the news and then a theological conversation about something.
Yes.
This week we're going to do neither, so we're going to turn completely away. Also, you didn't mention we're missing somebody.
We are. We're missing Jenna.
We are missing Jenna. So there's just an empty chair over here.
It's
I don't
sad.
Think you can see it if you're watching the video.
We miss
but,
you.
Yeah. Jenna is gone. So she'll be back next week. So because she's gone, we're going to do a little something a little different because we value her opinion.
We
did. Everything.
We
so did. We don't have much of an opinion on anything, so we're going to really downgrade ours. So we're just going to give a bunch of our favorites. So this episode's not going to be long at all. The past two have been fairly long. These are not going to be long at all. And I think you wanted to do where we just give our favorites, commentary.
No commentary.
And then we ask
then
each
we
other
ask a question.
One question about our favorites. Yeah. So we're going to wing it, see how that goes. And then pray we get to the end of this thing, and it works.
And it works.
Yeah.
If it just works, you know, I think I'm okay.
You know, it's okay. Technology.
Okay, so let's go through our favorite songs.
Okay, so we do songs first.
Yeah, you first.
Okay, so let's do two caveats first. Number one, everything that we mention does not mean that we agree with everything or condone everything in the show, whatever it is, right? So that's important to note. Is there anything else? I said two, but I can't think of the second one. Is there anything else?
No. I think you said two things, though, in
I did.
One.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. So my three songs without any commentary: "Don't Stop Believing," Michael Blue Blaze Christmas album, and "Graves in the Garden" by Elevation Worship.
Okay. So there are so many questions.
Hit
on
me
so
with
many
your
levels.
Questions. Hit but me with your best shot.
What makes the Michael Bublé Christmas album stick out among all the Christmas albums that have ever existed?
Okay, so, oh my goodness. Have you ever heard of Michael Bublé's Christmas album?
Yeah.
So, number one, his voice. Fantastic.
It's fine for like 16 hours of one day of the year.
Yeah, one day, like 3 months of the year, okay?
So Christmas.
So, anybody knows who knows me that Christmas is my all-time favorite season of the entire, like, year.
No, no, no. Right? Christmas is not a season.
It is
winter is a
season.
Season.
No, the Christmas season.
Our educated viewers are
Christmas
educated.
The Christmas season. Ridiculous. That is ridiculous. Don't even... I will come across these tables right here for Christmas. Don't... That and the Polar Express. For some, why is that not one? You know what? We're changing that up. I don't even know why. All right. Well, that's adding here. But yeah, so I really enjoy Michael Bublé's Christmas album. I really enjoy Christmas and Michael Bublé specifically. I will say that I just think all his songs on the album are good, and it's rare that you're going to find a Christmas album where all the songs are good. That and he stood the test of time. You've never heard, I mean, you get to like November and people are like, Michael Bublé's already defrosting now, you know, like.
Who says that?
All kinds of people. I've heard it all the time.
Oh.
So that is my favorite. All right, give me yours.
All right, here we go. No particular order. Not a huge song fan, but here we go. "Mercy" by Brett Young. "Sgt. Pepper's," Lonely Hearts Club Band, The Beatles. And "Nothing Else" by Cody Carnes.
Okay. Are you ready for your question?
Yeah, go ahead. Do it.
Okay. When you're singing "Mercy,"
yeah,
do you sing it in a country accent? You know what I mean? When he says
I know
that
what
word
you mean.
"Mercy."
Have mercy.
Mercy. Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah. No, I don't.
Okay. You don't?
I don't. No.
Really?
Yeah, no.
I feel like you have to. You have to experience the song in that way.
No. That's the first time I ever sang it that way was just how I sang into the microphone. No.
Somebody's going
to
sign you.
I'm more likely to not be able to communicate the words because I'm crying so hard.
Really?
Yeah.
It just hits you that deep.
It brings me to a place that I don't know that I like to go there, but every once in a while it's okay.
Every once in a while.
Especially the time when I heard it for the first time. That really brought me to a place where I was just like...
It just reminded you of all your past mistakes.
It's the weeping time.
That's right.
Like all that hydration I'd spent all day working for, gone in an instant. In about 2.5 minutes.
Running down your face.
All right. What's next?
What are we gonna do?
I'm gonna be honest. I've totally marked through all of the options. I don't know that I can tell you what's
so
next.
So at the end of the first podcast that we recorded, Eric threw his paper across the room.
I crumbled it up and threw it.
And it ended up in the trash can. And so he had to go get it out of the trash can. Oh, this is great. This just makes this episode. See, this is why we need Jenna.
I know.
If Jenna was here, it would have worked the first time fine, but it didn't. All right, so let's do podcast. I think we did podcast next.
Sure.
So did I go first? No, I went first that time, so you go first this time.
The Briefing by Al Mohler, Ask Pastor John, and First Draft. You have a question?
What is First Draft by?
Mel Kiper Jr. and Todd McShay. Mel Kiper Jr. and Todd McShay.
Okay, so you had The Briefing, Ask Pastor John.
Yeah, and First Draft.
So is there one question on Ask Pastor John that's been really helpful that you really enjoyed that he did? Can you think of one?
He's done a few that have been pretty good, but I'm going to go with the most recent one that he said.
Okay.
He talked about the Calvinism-Arminianism thing, and if it's... how did he phrase it? It was a weird question, but it was... Somebody had asked if it's worth... If it's worth the argument, for argument's sake. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Because the guy that asked the question was like, you know, I'm a Calvinist. Not me, but the guy asking the question. And he's arguing with this Arminian, and it doesn't seem like either one of them are getting anywhere. And he was wondering if that was edifying to Christ. And so, and another one. Okay, so forget about everything I just said on that one.
Okay.
He talked about modesty in church. So what should you wear in church is a question.
Okay.
And John Piper's an old man. Like, you would expect, like, suit and tie, right?
Sure.
But that's not what happens. He takes it in the most spiritual, philosophical, and no one should be surprised by that,
right,
way possible. And I was like, dude, that was a really great answer to that question. And he took about 11 minutes. And
there
I'm like,
go.
Dude, I couldn't answer that question.
Yeah, they're really short.
Yeah, but it was really good, though. It was really good. He made some point. He was like, if you dress in a way that takes attention away from God onto yourself, you need to get it together. And I'm like, oh,
tell them.
My
Can I ask another question?
I'll allow it.
Have you felt, now let me preface with this. I'm a big fan of Albert Mohler, big fan of Southern Seminary.
I'm Albert Mohler, yeah.
Have you felt that The Briefing has been a little like off on like the right, like I feel like the past few weeks it really hasn't dealt with anything going on in the news. It's been like, because you don't listen every day. Right.
I used to religiously, but I don't.
So you don't anymore, which is probably what I'm going to start doing. Which, no, again, Albert Mohler's great.
It's great,
amazing.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I noticed that the other day. I was like, oh.
Well, but you've got to think, though, the times that we're in right now, going forward.
There's really nothing
going
on.
In the political world.
Yeah.
He's going to continue to hammer on some of these that he always hammers on.
Well, I don't
on.
Mind the political stuff, but it's just like crazy things often like. I'm like,
there's probably nothing going on. He's
no, I think you're right, too. All right.
All right, what about you?
Okay, so my podcast, no particular order. Up First, the NPR podcast, Knowing Faith, and Up and Vanished Season 1.
So what makes Up and Vanished like your jam?
So it's really gripping. Well, so it was my jam in Season 1, so I listened to it within like a week. And it really just, I think what's cool about it is that, so as Peyton, I want to say Peyton Lindsay, but I don't know if that's that guy's actual name. It's something like that. But he's like helping the police and people solve the case. And he's like discovering things. But you know what really grips me is the music. And that sounds crazy.
I know.
But how it opens and it ends.
You're not even watching it.
No. And you know, like through the ending, like something is about to happen. And then something like crazy occurs. And you hear like that ending music. And you're like, this is crazy.
Like,
and
what?
Yeah, and it so that in of itself was, it's like you're watching a TV show each week. So it was, I really enjoyed, really gripping. So
okay.
I really enjoyed that. All right, so that song, we did a podcast. Let's do the pastors we'll listen to through the week. You started that time, so I'll start.
Okay,
so no comment. Matt Chandler, J.D. Greer, and this week's Al Mohler.
Okay. So I'm going to be real.
Be real.
I'm going to be so real right now. And I almost went there in the first recording of this podcast, and I didn't.
Well,
but now that we have some more time on our hands.
This is God saying that you should.
Well,
second episode.
It.
You're getting a second chance.
Let's not push it. Why do you think we listen to so many white preachers?
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay, I don't know.
Because when I mentioned Tony Evans, as a honorable mention, that's the only person of color that either one of us listened to. So what is it? What's the deal? Are we racist?
No.
Is that what this is?
No. No, we are not.
I'm just asking. That was the first thing that popped in my mind when we got done. I was like, man, that's a lot of white guys.
Yeah, so I think, I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe we need to reach out more.
Well, you've got Tony Evans.
Yes, you do.
You've got H.B. Charles.
Yes, H.B. Charles is really good.
I'm trying to think if there's any other one I know. There's a guy that works for the Summit Church. What's his name?
No, I don't know.
Okay, well, he preached a couple weeks ago.
Yes, he did, and he did a good job.
That guy did a good job. Yeah. I'm just saying that there's probably a lot of good black pastors out there.
Yeah, I think there is.
And so, but I was just curious. Why do you think we?
No, I don't.
Because my list isn't different than yours.
Yeah. No, I don't. I think Tony Evans is great.
You know what? We are gonna be better.
As well as H.P. Charles. We are gonna be better.
We're gonna be better. We're gonna start branching out.
Yeah.
From the white people that we like to listen to. Not that there's anything wrong with listening to white people.
All right. Well, let's move on from this.
Okay. So let's move on to the white people on my list. Where is it at on here? I've scribbled everything out. Okay, so J.D. Greer was on mine.
Yes.
Obviously, the guy's great. And if you don't think that he's great, we should probably have a conversation. Like
sure.
An actual conversation. Scott Parkinson, who's the guy at my home church. He's the current head pastor there. I don't listen to him all the time, but I listen to him on a fairly regular basis.
Sure.
And Justin Buchanan, he's really good. He just got a pastor job in North Carolina.
Yeah.
And he taught me a couple in youth ministry. So
yeah.
Good dude.
Yeah.
And then my honorable mentions were Matt Chandler and Tony Evans.
Yeah. So. One, Walter Strickland from Southeastern's a good guy, too, to listen to.
Yeah.
He's solid.
Got any questions about mine?
Hold on, I'm thinking. Jackie Hill Perry, solid.
She's great.
Elizabeth Woodson from The Village, solid.
Stop naming.
I'm just saying.
Stop.
I'm just saying. Play. These are good people.
Any question?
No, I don't.
Imagine reading off this paper. It is a nightmare.
That's how your writing looks normally. So
you are the worst person I've
ever
met. All
right, let's move on from pastors to classes taken in
school. Classes. And I get to go first,
yes,
right?
You do. You get to go first.
Great. So I had an honorable mention, which was Preaching One with Dr. McKellar.
Yeah, great guy.
Great guy. Hard class.
No commentary. No commentary. Keep it going.
That's not commentary.
That was commentary.
Child Development, which was a college class taught by Miss Jolly. Don't know her current last name. War and Peace, that was in seminary by Dr. Leno. And Systematic Theology One with Dr. Malcolm Yarnell III.
Okay.
Any questions about that?
So was your child development teacher, was she very jolly?
Honestly, yeah. So this is the ironic part. So she had been like recently divorced from her husband. And the whole time she's teaching the class, I'm like, first of all, how are you this happy? Okay. You just went through a traumatic life event.
Right.
And number two, you are really good at your job. She's really happy. Just really, yeah. Like she was the embodiment
really,
of her name.
So you would say she was really jolly.
I would go to say she was incredibly jolly. But you know, it's just the way it is. Great class.
Yeah.
Great class.
All right. So my honorable mention is College Algebra. And then Theology 2, my ecclesiology class, and church history.
Okay, so in Theology 2,
yeah,
out of all the concepts that you talked about, what was your favorite?
Probably ecclesiology.
We have the most boring
we
podcast.
We did talk about that in...
Okay, besides that,
okay,
give
well,
me something else.
So I wrote a paper on eternal security.
Okay.
Once saved, can you be once saved, always saved, or is once saved, always saved the best, or something like that?
Yeah. You wrote this paper, right?
I did. You can tell how much I remember it now. That's typically what happens.
Yeah.
I'll flood these papers, and then it'll...
and you're like,
but
I
have
this?
A couple books on it, so I at least have proof.
Yeah, that other people at least know.
Four views on eternal security. So yeah. The Race Set Before Us by Schreiner was a really good book for anybody curious about this stuff.
But okay, cool. Anyways. Cool. All right, what's next on the list?
So that was classes. Let's do... Goodness, I think it's movies already.
Is it?
I think it's time for the movies.
Okay.
So what's your three... Am I first? Yeah. Okay. So no commentary. Sword in the Stone, Avengers Endgame, Just Mercy, my all-time favorite movie, The Polar Express.
Okay, so I'm going to call you out on this. Okay.
It's not fair.
This is the most hypocritical thing I've ever heard. So we have this argument about Christmas, and he looks down at his list and is like, favorite movies, The Polar Express. So you know what? No. You obviously don't like Christmas as much as you say you do. Or the original version of this podcast, which no one will ever hear.
It's been right
conveniently, no one will ever hear.
It's right here the whole
you
time.
You left off The Polar Express. I don't know that I have a question as much as I'm disgusted with you.
I'm just saying. It beat out Sword in the Stone. I mean, I don't...
Okay, what were your other two?
Endgame and Just Mercy.
Okay, so in Avengers Endgame, there's a lot of crazy things that happen in
there
that
are.
Movie.
There are.
What's your favorite part of the movie?
By far, the Avengers Assemble. Everyone.
Oh, man, they come out of the portals and stuff.
That's
my favorite, too.
Yeah.
Good movie.
That is a good movie.
Good movie.
All right, your turn.
Okay, so my favorite movies...
Okay.
Honorable mentions. So Jurassic Park, Les Mis, and The Matrix. Okay. Don't endorse everything that happens in those movies, but they're great movies. Now, Jurassic Park, it's close. But anyway. So then I'm a grown up. My first movies are Captain America, Winter Soldier, best Marvel movie, The Dark Knight, which is a great movie, watched it a million times, and Lincoln, great movie. Any questions about those movies?
So, man, that Lincoln movie just cracks me up. Okay, so when you're talking about Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
And you mentioned that you really like that movie.
Yeah.
So you like the idea of dinosaurs coming and roaming the earth? I mean, is that what you mean by, like, that movie's close?
No.
You say you don't get to watch everything in the movie.
No, that's not what I meant at all. I meant that movie doesn't have as terrible things in it or, like, suggestions in it, besides dinosaurs eating people.
Now, you didn't like the last Jurassic World.
No, it's terrible.
So you're just talking about, like, the original series.
That's not pushing.
I didn't mean that either.
That's not pushing.
Just the first
The original
movie.
Jurassic Park 2 and 3 were okay. All right? Nothing to brag about. Jurassic World, the first one, really good movie. But then again, you try to make
it just
bad. It just gets worse. So, yeah.
All right,
what's
that was
next?
Movies. I think books. Was it book? We ended with TV shows. So let's do books.
Have we done them all?
Yeah, that's it.
Wow. Okay.
That's crazy, right?
Okay.
Crazy.
So I'm first, right?
Yes, you are.
Okay. All right, so let's go through these.
Okay. You got a lot of books there.
I do. So I have a bunch. So I know I picked three, but I got six. Okay, so Church by A.W. Tozer.
Yep.
I just read this book. I just got it this week. Read the whole thing. It's a good book.
Good book.
He doesn't have any education, any formal education.
Crazy.
So he kind of pulls a lot of... He doesn't pull any punches. He's throwing a haymaker.
There's hope for me.
Throws haymakers. Whatever. You're close. Stop it. You're pretty close. But he even mocks people with education. I'm like, he's talking to me. Love books like that. Okay. So
good
then
book.
I'm just not going to do the honorable mention thing. I'm just going to go through it.
Okay.
Preaching by Tim Keller. It's obviously what I do for a living, but it's a really good book.
Yes.
It was one of the books I had to read, I think, for Preaching 2.
No. I thought you picked it up and just read it.
Did I?
Yeah, I think you read it recently.
Did I?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Great.
Because we got it at the conference we went to last year. We went to Cross Conference.
And I got it?
And you got it there.
It was probably like $5 or something.
Yeah.
I picked it up.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Great book. Above All, probably one of my favorite books of all time.
Yes, it is a really good book.
I could have read it in a day, but was selfish, so I kept it for like a week.
That was a good book.
All right, camera's right here. Okay. Jesus Plus Nothing Equals Everything by Chavidian, Tulin Chavidian.
Yeah.
Can you say Chavidian?
No.
Okay, cool.
Chavidian.
That's pretty good. He's got some good... So he had some sort of moral failure, so I don't endorse him as a person. Now,
sure.
He may be completely different now. This has been a couple years ago. But this book really changed the way that I think about salvation and Jesus and all that stuff. Really influential. Andrew T. Walker, God and the Transgender Debate. This was another great book. I could have read this in a day. It's just so good. I think I heard about it from J.D. Greer, if I'm being honest. But I don't remember.
It was a good book.
I'm trying to see if his name's in here. I don't know. But it's a really good book. Really insightful, and it's a fair look at the debate. Okay.
Yeah.
And then The Gospel Comes with a House Key, Rosaria Butterfield.
We talked about
this
book
a lot. So, yeah, there you go.
Good book.
Those are mine.
All right. I don't necessarily... I'm trying to think of a question. I don't think I have one. I think they're all great. They're all good.
Okay, cool.
Those are good books. Okay. So you took the stance of picking books like you really, really enjoyed to read.
Yeah.
These three I have are books that I just...
I hated.
They're just books I really recently have enjoyed,
okay.
Right? Because we've discussed how these things probably change quite frequently. So my first one is called Being There. It's How to Love Those Who Are Hurting. It's a really good book. Chapter 8's really good, teaching you things not to do when you're trying to comfort people. So it's a good book that way. My second book is called Biblical Foundations for Baptist Churches, A Contemporary Ecclesiology, which makes me sound like a nerd. But I really enjoyed this class and this book by Dr. Hammett. So that is a great book. And then also 40 Questions About Church Membership and Discipline. So I just really enjoy this series because it puts everything, has 40 questions, right? Obviously. And then it puts them in very short chapters. It answers the question. So you could get one of these and then look up the questions when you needed them, things of that nature.
All right, I have a question.
So I enjoyed those. What's a question? Hit me.
Okay, so so would you say that that book about being a Baptist has molded your view of being a Baptist? That's not the question. That's a pre-question.
That's a pre-question. Do I think it's molded me? I mean, I was already a Baptist before the class.
Yeah, I'm not asking that. I'm asking if
did it make me more of a Baptist?
Did it define some of your being a Baptist?
Sure. Okay. Yes.
So, would you say that it's important to be a Baptist?
Is it important to be a Baptist?
And why? That's three questions.
Is it important to be a Baptist and why?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what I would say. I don't know that it's important to be a Baptist. Now, do I think that Scripture teaches that what Baptists believe is correct? Now, obviously, rephrase that. Does Scripture say, quote, Baptist beliefs are correct?
It's in there.
No, it's not.
It's not in there.
It's not in there. But I do think that what Baptists believe, generally, is pretty faithful to the text, and I do think that Scripture teaches that. But I wouldn't say that it's important, only because, I mean, there's Presbyterians who are great people who are going to be in heaven with us.
Yeah.
So I would struggle from saying it's important. Now, do I think that the Baptists are correct? Yes. No offense to anybody else.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I would be like...
Baptists or nothing.
No, see, I wouldn't do that.
For life.
I'm a friend to our...
All right, what's next?
Brothers and sisters in other denominations. All right, so let's finish out this thing, this train wreck here with TV shows.
Okay, TV shows.
Okay, then I go first, right?
Yeah.
So, honorable mention, the Michael Jordan documentary.
Great.
Docuseries. Great series.
Quit
comes
listening
on
to this podcast if you've not listened.
Yeah,
not
I was about to say it comes on tonight. When you listen to this, it would have already been on, but good thing. Good show. So, that was my honorable mention. I really enjoy This Is Us. It's a TV show.
Yeah.
Parks and Rec, really enjoyed, and then my probably all-time favorite is The Office. Same
okay.
Three times through.
Okay, so...
Any questions?
Would you say... Okay, so I've got two, hypothetically. Okay. Is Michael Scott your favorite Office character?
Yes.
Okay, who's your second favorite?
Probably Jim.
Really?
Yeah, I like Jim.
Hmm.
I like Jim until the eighth and ninth season. Really, until the eighth season.
He gets...
Then he kind of gets a little jerky.
A little selfish.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. But I like Jim. And you know who'd be my third?
Who?
Close? Dwight.
Really?
Really.
Okay.
I just like his character. But
I really like Andy until he's the main character on the show.
Oh, I'm not a big fan of Andy.
I'm a huge Andy fan until they made him the manager. And then I'm like, yeah, I hate Andy. I'm going to be honest with you. Really huge Daryl fan.
Are you?
Yeah. I think he's hilarious. Because he brings such a different dynamic
he does.
To the show. Okay.
He's, yeah.
Honorable
he's
mentions for my TV character. Shows. The Mandalorian.
Yep.
Community.
Good show. Yep.
Arrow. Parks and Rec. Okay, now these are my three favorites. Stranger Things. I binge that show every time it comes out. It comes out around Halloween every year. Binge the whole thing in a day. Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul. I feel like they're the same show.
Sure.
Breaking Bad's obviously the better show, but Better Call Saul's legit. And then obviously The Office.
Yeah. So I got a question.
Sure.
What is your favorite episode? Office episode?
My favorite Office episode?
You had to pick
oh,
one.
Oh, man. There's so many good ones.
There are.
It's so hard to choose. I love the dinner party.
Okay.
I think dinner parties.
That's the one that won, I think.
It did.
Worldwide, whatever, Office.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember what other ones.
Dinner party's good.
Dinner party.
I will always be a fan of the one where they drive into the lake.
Oh, yeah. Veer right.
Yeah. The whole turtle episode. Where are the turtles? Yeah, that's a great episode.
That's a great
You really enjoyed the snowball episode.
Oh, surprise, the snowball episode. Yeah, it's up there. The only thing that hurts that episode is that Michael Scott's not a part of it.
Is he not? I think he's still there.
I don't think so. I think it's a later season.
I don't think so. I think it's in the end of season 7.
He's not in the end of season 7. There's like 6 episodes that happen at the end, and I think that's one of them.
Yeah, maybe so.
I think it's there to help you get through the
maybe
no Michael.
So. Maybe so.
So, yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty mean to each other. I mean, they... Actually, it's really Dwight being mean to Jim, I guess.
Okay.
So,
Jim hit him in the face. First. And then he retaliated.
A couple times.
Now, it's kind of how I retaliate. So, when someone does something little to me, I just want to drop a boulder on their head. Like, that's who I am. So, I get it.
Yeah.
Now, again, we do not endorse every single thing that happens in these TV shows.
No, nor in any of the movies or...
But they're great.
Yeah. So
they're great.
Yeah. Well, let's end this train wreck. Pull this thing
to the end. To the end. Screaming. Yeah. We miss Jenna.
We do. We need Jenna.
She keeps us grounded.
She does.
I forgot how out of control these podcasts get.
They do with just us. Yeah, it's pretty rough.
That's okay.
So, all right. Well, we were for the word, for the truth, and for the church. Thanks for listening to this part of the podcast this far. It's crazy you get. I don't know why I did that the first recording, too. I said it, and then, like.
We could have been done at this
point. There were, like, two things that came to mind that I was like, you know what? I need to mention this. So, the other thing, he threw his paper across the thing again. The other thing I do need to mention is that this episode can be watched online on Facebook on Wednesday. So, we started Friday, then we moved to Thursday last week.
We've got some people that watch it.
Now, we're on Wednesday. So, you can view this episode on Wednesday when the podcast itself comes out. So, we do that.
That would make more sense.
It does, right?
I've done that.
Crazy. Makes more sense. All right. Finally, we're for the word, for the truth, and for the church. Thanks again for listening to the Pastor and Intern podcast.